In this lesson, we will name what divorce recovery is and what it is not. Divorce recovery is not pretending everything is fine. It is not rushing through grief. It is not proving you were right. It is not building a case against your former spouse. It is not being pressured to reconcile, date, remarry, forgive on someone else's timetable, or tell painful details before you are ready. Divorce recovery growth is the ongoing process of grieving marital loss, restoring stability, rebuilding identity and daily life, strengthening wise relationships, and moving toward a faithful future in Christ. Notice the word ongoing. This course is 12 weeks, but grief does not always fit neatly into 12 weeks. Some days may feel strong, other days may bring a grief wave. A grief wave is a period of sadness, anger, confusion, fear, longing, exhaustion, or numbness that may be triggered by a court date, a holiday, a conversation, a child's transition, a financial pressure, a church event, or an unexpected reminder. Recovery also does not mean every outcome becomes simple. Some participants may reconcile, others will not. Some may eventually remarry, others may remain single. Some may develop peaceful co-parenting, others may need structured distance because of conflict or safety concerns. This course does not control those outcomes. Instead, this course gives you a faithful path. We use a simple recovery map: change, loss, meaning, response, support, and next step. Change asks, what has changed? Loss asks, what has been disrupted or taken away? Meaning asks, what am I believing about myself, God, others, church, family, or the future? Response asks, what am I doing, avoiding, fearing, or considering? Support asks, who or what is helping? Next step asks, what is one faithful action I can take? This map helps you slow down. Divorce can make everything feel urgent, but not every decision must be made today. Galatians 6 teaches both burden-bearing and personal responsibility. We help carry one another's burdens, and we also each carry the responsibilities God has entrusted to us. That means you are not alone, and you are not powerless. You can seek help, you can pause, you can tell the truth, you can receive grace. You can make one wise next step. Reflection question: which part of the recovery map feels most important for you right now? Change, loss, meaning, response, support, or next step? Gentle next step. Write down one thing recovery is not, and one thing recovery can become with God's help.